Oh, we're live, Stephen, so I'm super excited to be here with you tonight, and we've got a great show planned, so why don't you tell everybody what it's about, and welcome everybody listening now or later. So, anyway, me and my buddy Chris will share with you what we're doing.
What we wanted to talk about today is basically being honest and how honesty in your business will show, well, like, honesty in your life will show through your business as well. But I think it's, like, a big deal is to have good ethics, and it all starts with good morals, and I think good morals carry over into good ethics, you know? It goes hand in hand. If you believe in not lying and being trustworthy, people will see that, and they'll trust you, which will allow you to help them, for one, and for two, to be able to do business with them, start business workings with them, you know? What do you think, Tree? Did I miss anything on that?
Well, thank you. You're great. Yeah, Steve and I have a lot of fun. He goes, what do you want to do with the show about? And I was like, let's do it on ethics, integrity, and being and living a legacy of truth. And I actually have a coach that does a legacy of truth every week on their shows, but you know, being that, being the truth and everything, because it is so important. And you and I both were talking about experiences with people, you know, people in business. And, you know, today I had a situation where I was with a client because I'm a coach, and I know Stephen does coaching, and I think he's got his mom does it, and, you know, he comes from a family of coaches. Even Patrick does it sometimes, and Stephen or he, you know, too as well. He's a great coach and surfing. So anyway, and seasonal a bit. But we're sitting there on the phone, and I could not understand why she was so nervous about asking for something that was rightfully hers. And, you know, she had worked so hard and had done all this work for 10 years, and she said, I want to ask him for what is rightfully mine, you know, and the percentage that he agreed to, and he had not yet started paying her commission. And, you know, he gave her a base or whatever. And the guy really hedged. He just says, I'm not going to do it. And he goes, you can take this much, and that's it. And he told her that that people were afraid of her. She's very aggressive, and this is a woman who's afraid to talk to him. I was like, well, that didn't make sense. And they hated her in the office, and I was like, wow. And yet he does a good business. So people say, well, how can he do a good business and make money if he's stealing from others? And that's what he's been doing, is stealing from others. So, you know, I have an answer to that, but what do you think? I know you have your own experience with that too as well, right? You know, and
yeah, actually,
how do you handle it?
Actually, that kind of, well, I mean, the only way you can handle it, just like anything in life, is, you know, be upright with how you interact with people and do what you feel is right, you know? And that's kind of like the story I was actually telling you earlier. I'll go ahead and share it. I used to work for a guy that I actually grew up with. He was actually one of my two best friends. There were three of us, but he started his own construction company, and he was having a little bit of problems with it. And I've been doing construction since I was 9 years old. So he called me up and was like, "Hey, Steven, what's up? You know, hey, I really need some help. I want to hire you on as a foreman so you can run some of the jobs for me. I'm getting some bigger jobs now, and I want your help, you know, because some of the guys he didn't think were working hard or doing certain things, and some of the jobs weren't being done right." So
right.
I was like, yeah, sure, no problem, you know, and we worked out what the payment was going to be, and I started working for him, and it was going okay for the first couple months, and then he started getting jobs with, like, schools and some government jobs, and it's all supposed to be prevailing wage, and prevailing wage in California is either, like, the total package, and the total package includes, like, wages plus, like, medical, dental, vision, like, everything. It's supposed to be, like, 55 an hour at least, you know? I think now it's actually higher, but back then it was 55. And
right.
Now I think it's like 80 or something. But anyways, so he had guys on the job, and he told me about it. Like, yeah, this is a prevailing wage and this and that, but don't worry, I'm going to pay you. you know, I'll pay you $3.30 a day on weekdays and $4.40 a day on weekends. And I'd never really done prevailing wage before that. And I was like, oh, that sounds good. And then I started doing more and more office work. And I noticed that the guys that were working with me on the job weren't getting paid anything extra for being on those jobs, you know. And I brought it up to them, and I was like, hey, you know, some of these guys were on the jobs. Like, you're not paying them extra. He's all, no, they don't know about it. It's all right, you know. And I was like, dude, you can't do that. Like, it's, for one, it's illegal, but for two, it's just not right, you know. And he was like, well, just don't say nothing. Just don't say anything, you know. And I was like, all right, but are you going to fix it, or what are you going to do? He's like, yeah, I'm going to work something out. I'll talk to them. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, I went into the office to do, because I do, like, bids and invoicing and all kinds of stuff to get jobs ready for the next day, too. And I asked him again, because I seen the payroll again, and I was like, dude, you still haven't, you know, done anything about it. Like, he's like, no, I am. Don't worry. Like, I told you I would, you know, or I will. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, I believed him because we'd been good friends, and, you know, I used to think he was, you know, a good stand-up guy, but, you know, then he did it again, and I think it was like the third or fourth time I told him, you know, well, this ain't right. And I told the guys, you know, hey, you need to talk to John. He's supposed to be, you know, giving you this much money. You need to talk to him about it, and you guys need to get paid right, you know? And then, yeah, so, you know, for that, relating to what we were just talking about, I mean, I did what I felt was right, you know? I gave my buddy a chance to make it right and to do what was right, and he didn't. So, you know, I couldn't, especially being in a management position, I couldn't stand there and let him do these people wrong. And on top of that, a couple of the guys, he was delaying paying. Like, he was supposed to pay them every week, and he'd, oh, no, let me pay you next week. I don't have the money right now. And I did a lot of the books for him, and I knew he had the money, you know. And so it was just one thing on top of another, the deeper I got into this business with him. And so what I did was I did what was right, you know. And when I did that, me and him started butting heads about even different stuff, because he didn't like that, you know. Basically, to him, it was like I betrayed him or something. But what it is I'm doing what's right, you know, and I'm not gonna allow other people that are around me or connected to me to do things that are wrong either. And that's my integrity and my honesty, you know. I just can't, it doesn't feel right, and I don't want to be like that, you know. And that's just not me. And he should have known that when he hired me, because that's how I've always been, you know. You know, so basically it went downhill, and I ended up quitting. I quit, and I was making pretty good money. I quit, and I ended up starting my own construction company, and then I hired a lot of the guys that he wasn't paying, and it did end up biting him in the butt. A couple of the guys, I guess he didn't pay, after I left, he stopped paying a couple of the guys, and one of the guys had six daughters that he was working to try and make money to feed and stuff, you know. Me and my lady went over to his house for dinner one night, and I met all of his kids and stuff when I was still working for my buddy. And, yeah, so, you know, it was a really messed up situation, and the guy ended up going to a lawyer. And, you know, the slime ball that I was working for, he still found a way out of it. He claimed bankruptcy and didn't have to pay a dime to anybody, which is, you know, is just, I don't know, I think it's pathetic that he went, like, I don't know. It's just, it was a horrible situation, and he still slid out of it, and he's still doing the same thing today. So, like, with the situation that you had going on earlier, I mean, it's almost like the same thing. Like, I wonder, how is this guy even making money, dude? Like, you know, but there's so many people out there that he can go to somebody that, you know, is totally new, that doesn't know anything, or maybe looked him up in Yellow Pages or online or wherever he's advertising his company, and they don't know anything about his past, and he can still make money, just like whoever wasn't paying her, you know, her commission. He's going to go to other people that don't know about him or what he's got going on, and he's going to do them dirty. But, you know, I think it all starts with their personal life. If, you know, they're probably not honest people at the core, because if they were honest people at the core, there's no way they would do that, you know, say one thing and then do another and not pay people and do things that are totally, well, for one, illegal and totally wrong in a moral sense, you know? I mean, I know that I couldn't do that, and I feel like I always try my best to be honest and upright with people, and sometimes I'm too honest, sometimes I'm brutally honest, which is, you know,
that's nice.
Good and bad,
yeah,
but you know, I mean, sometimes you have to be, and, you know, I'd rather be like that than, you know, a shyster, and, you know, I just think that, you know, it actually ruined our friendship. I don't even talk to him anymore, and, I mean, we've known each other since we were, like, 10 or 11, and, you know, this was a few years back before I started, actually, like, about a year before I started my online business, and, yeah, we don't talk anymore, and our families, both families were friends. His mom was, like, best friends with my mom, and they don't talk, like, nobody talks over the whole deal, and it was all because, you know, when we were kids, he was a lot different, and he changed. I don't know what exactly changed him or what made him want to, maybe it was the money, because he was making really good money doing that by basically taking out of the pockets of other people that were doing the work, you know, which isn't right. And yeah, he was profiting, and he's still probably profiting, I'm sure, you know, but other things in his life aren't going to go right, you know. He's probably not going to be able to have a relationship. He's never going to be as successful as he wants to be, because he does business like that. And he is that kind of person now. And it's, you know, it's hard to say, but it just sucks, you know. But, yeah, so with that, yeah, there's always going to be people like that, you know. And all you can do is be yourself and be honest and be upright with everybody that you do any kind of business with, or you even respond to online, or, you know, depending on what kind of business, if you're doing sales, like, you know, talk to your customers, and if they have something and you know it's probably like a turnoff with your business, you got to tell them, right? I mean, you can't just be like, oh, well, or just change the subject or go around it. Like, they ask you straight up, tell them straight up. And, you know, maybe some things aren't for everybody, you know? So, that's what I do. And, you know, I'd like to say that I expect it out of other people, but it's not always like that. But, you know, I expect it out of you, 'cause I already know you're like me. And sometimes you're brutally honest with me. So, but I respect that, you know,
yeah,
and I think other people do too, you know? Well, I think other people can respect that, you know, when they know that it's hard for you to say something, and you say it anyways, you know, because it's going to be beneficial for who you're saying it to, or for their business, or whatever it relates to, you know, you just being honest and being yourself, I think, is the biggest thing, you know, with business, doing business.
I agree.
You know,
what
do you think?
I know, I'm just going to say, I agree with you. It is super important to be always honest. And, you know, what I realize is doing the right thing when no one's looking and doing the right thing when everyone's looking. Because people will be always wanting to do the right thing when everyone's looking. And, you know, and when
and
no one's looking,
when you,
you're
well,
right.
When you
go
think
ahead,
nobody's
hear.
Looking, there's, well, when you think nobody's looking, there's probably somebody that's looking, you know?
Yeah.
That's well, what I've come to find out, you know? There's usually always somebody looking, you know? So,
yeah, you're right.
You know,
there usually is. Yeah.
But
yeah,
even if you think that there isn't and you feel like there isn't, then, I mean, you still need to do the right thing. You know, it's just, it degrades your character if you don't, you know.
I agree with you. So, when I got off the phone with her, and this is something that I've done myself, I said, listen, there are nonprofit organizations out there that protect contractors. They protect businesses.
Yeah.
They protect you. And she says, okay. And so she called an attorney. She called, you know, started working on that. We're working. I'm helping her with it. Because, like I said, I'm a coach. I work life and spiritual coach, just like you do coaching. The way you do it, we do it. And I said, so this way she can make a difference, right? And but also, too, people, you know, so we've talked about that when people get taken advantage of. And being a business person, a contractor, or, you know, like your buddy, they're taking advantage of these. You said they were migrant workers, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, actually, I didn't say it on the show, but yeah, when we were talking earlier, yeah, he thought it was okay because they were quote unquote illegal immigrants, or, you know, but they're still people and they're still doing the work and you agreed to pay them. So you need to do that. You know, that's being honest, not, oh, well, I can get away with it, or you think you can get away with it. That's not okay. You know, that's not in any sense, shape or form okay. I don't believe in, you know, if somebody does the work, you say, hey, do this and this, and they do it, and you agree on a payment, you need to pay them, you know, straight up. Like, there's no, you know, oh, well, you know, you didn't do this or whatever, then they can either go back and do it and get paid or whatever. You know, it's simple. It's very simple, but people try to get around it, or, you know, they're so money hungry, or, you know, they see dollar signs and they just, like, they lose all their integrity and all their morals, you know. And I think that's kind of what happened with my friend. You know, he's seen dollar signs and seen how much money he could make. And, yeah, he just lost all of his morals, you know, that he grew up with. And I know both of his parents, and both of his parents are, you know, good, honest people from what I know of them. But, you know, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Well, I tell you something right now. Here's what I do know. And I learned this in, you know, because I worked a business most of my life. And uh-huh. I'm in my 40s now, so I'm still pretty young. But anyway, I say that. So one of the things that I know, and this is such a fact, money makes you more the person you are. So if you are a good person, then the more money you make, the better person you become. If you are a person that lacks integrity, and that usually starts with yourself, and, you know, like with a lack of mentality, you don't feel like you have enough, then you're always going to have that, okay? The more money you make, the more you're going to be lacking and taking. And that's just, I want to repeat that because it's so true. So what's the solution here? Well, you know, even on the outside, you've got organizations that will protect you as a business owner, as a contractor, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know, and that's true. But in your heart, when you come from a place of I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be the best I can be and live with integrity myself, and how do you be truthful with yourself? So we talked about that part, but I want to go here, if that's okay, Stephen, being truthful with you. So you have this business, right? And mm-hmm. and the business is not doing what you want it to do. And so then you go, this business doesn't work because the economy's down. This business says, I'm not making any money because, and it's, you're blaming someone else. And that never works, because I promise you, you start a new business, you start a new job, you start a new situation. Everywhere if you do that with one situation, you'll do it with all situations. So I was talking to a client that to me, and she says to me, her and her husband own a business, and she says to me, three, we've been struggling in this business over the years. And I said, I looked at her and I said, the only constant is you, right? She looked at me and she stopped, and I could feel her like get shaken up. And she said, you're right. And I said, yeah. And I trust me, I know this, because in relationships, if you have terrible relationships, the only constant is you, right? And he's like, you're right about that, right? Because you're like, well, he's a bad girl or a bad guy or whatever. And that's not the truth. I mean, maybe they are. But whatever, you know, you're attracting them. And so you're attracting the same kind of person in business and or personal. There's something that you got to work on within yourself, right? And So that's what you got to realize, is that every step in your business, and there's times that outside influences will affect it. But if you, in business and personal, but we're talking about business tonight, you got to prepare. Every business has a spring. Every life has a spring. But after every spring and summer, there is a winter. So you've always got to prepare for the winter, saving money, preparing, you know, making your plans to match that, you know, when things are, you know, slow. You know, some people have a great business in December. Some people have a lull in them. So you prepare for that, right? You're always preparing and not throwing things against the wall to see what will stick, but you have goals, and you meet your goals. And if it's not right, then you look at yourself and go, okay, what can I do better, right? What do you think about mm-hmm. that? I mean, I said a mouthful there, but it's true, I believe. What do you think, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, I think 100%. Like, when you do business, you have to be honest, but, like, your whole personality will show, like, especially if you're doing, like, an online business or, like, a social media business or anything like that. I think your personality will show through with your business, and people react to that, you know. And if you're having, you know, problems in those businesses or in your relationship or whatever, the best thing is to look inside, you know, and maybe do some self-improvement or try to get an outside perspective of what you're doing, you know, and how you can change it. Because if you don't change, if you notice a pattern that's negative in your life or your business, and you don't change yourself, because that's all you can control, like I was saying earlier, is yourself. You know, you can't control those around you. You can try, but I mean, you honestly, you can't control other people. You can't, you know, you just can't. So all you can do is change yourself or change your tactics or change, you know, whatever. And I mean, you can't compromise your morals, I don't believe. But you can change other things, you know.
That's true. You can.
So your life will stop having those negative side effects, you know, and you'll see it, I think, pretty soon. I don't think that, I mean, it depends how quick you change or, you know, and then a lot of times too, I noticed, because I've had a lot of self-improvement, and I think sometimes I feel like I'm at a point a lot higher than what I actually am, and then I figure out other things that I'm doing wrong or whatever, and then I'm like, oh man, I thought I was doing this and that right, and come to find out, like, I wasn't, you know, and I'm like, but I think it's always, I think life itself is just like a journey. Of course, it's always a journey of, like, learning, but constantly improving on yourself as well, you know. You know, mentally,
yeah,
physically, and spiritually, I think they all connect, and your business actually connects to all of them, I believe, you know, because if you're not physically fit, you know, you can't, and your health's going down, I mean, you're not going to be able to run a good business. I mean, maybe if you're at a point where you can just hire enough people, but you know, most likely you're not going to be able to run the business, you're not going to be your best self, you know, physically. So you need to be there physically. Mentally, you need to, you know, do things to improve your mental state all the time by learning or reading books or whatever it is. And I think that helps with becoming your better self, you know. And I just think that everything that you do, like, spiritually, like, it improves, like, your attitude or, like, how you treat others, maybe, or, you know, just depending, like, maybe meditation, you know, I feel that's spiritual and also physical, too. But I feel that improves, you know, all aspects, and we did a show on that, but I think that improves aspects that will help in your business as well, you know, different things. But I think that's what life's about, is just constantly learning and constantly improving, you know. And if you're stuck in a rut, because nobody's life's perfect, and I'm sure everybody has certain things that they know that they can change, even subconsciously they know they can change, you know, work on them. Like, that's what it's all about, you know, working on becoming better and better, you know, growth.
I agree with
and
you on that. That's good. Be the best in you. By the way, when I'm on a high of, like, oh, I'm doing this right, this is working out, yay, and then all of a sudden I have a hiccup or a bump, I go, well, welcome back to boot camp. I wonder if I get frequent flyer miles.
Yep.
Anyway, you know what I mean. I know your mom and you, and, you know, you guys have been through some ups and downs with your business, especially your mother. She's like a great, great entrepreneur. She taught me a great deal as well. Let's have Ron as a guest. But anyway, yeah, so that being said, and I also think, too, to be a great entrepreneur, to be a spiritual entrepreneur, and great is relative, whatever that means to you, it is so important
to give back. And and you go, well, I don't have any money. I got to invest in my business. I get that. But you know what you can do? Is you can volunteer some time, right? And, you know, maybe one of the things that I started doing is walking dogs at a rescue, right? And so that's something that I do. I always put a few dollars in my pocket or my purse or my wallet, whatever you want to call it. So when people are walking around and I give to the homeless, because I did a video on them in when I was in college, and I know that people think, oh, they're just a bunch of, and you can fill in the blanks. They're not. You know, some of them are. But what they do with the money, that's their business. But I'm giving it because I want to help somebody. You know what I mean? And I saw this sign today. I go, and this guy, he says, I don't care what you give me, food, work, whatever. And I was like, wow. Okay, isn't that cool? So giving back, finding some organization, you do not have to give money because you can't afford it, but you can give your time. You know what I mean? And imagine if every new business, if every business owner was doing something like that, what a massive, massive movement that would become. You know, doing personal development, you know, like you're talking about some of the books of Think and Grow Rich, Grant Cardone, The 10X Rule. Everybody was doing personal development, entrepreneurs were every day. And then meditation, all entrepreneurs were doing, you know, 60-second meditation in the morning to put their intention out there. Could you imagine what kind of movement that would be, what kind of success that would bring to all these entrepreneurs, and what a difference it would make? I mean, come on. Isn't that cool? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody would be living with more integrity and joy, and there's nothing like that. That gets me juiced when I think about that, you know? So, anyway, but you gave us some good, great ideas tonight, Stephen. Wow. And we've got a couple of minutes left, you know, so... any book that you would recommend? Think and Grow Rich is the one I remember that you really liked. And I like that book too as well.
If somebody's into sales, I'd say The Wolf of Wall Street. I actually like that one. If you're into making good posts, like if you're doing a social media company, I would say, I believe it's called The Copyright Bible. The Copyright Handbook as well is pretty good. And that can give you some good ideas. Of course, make them your own, you know, but it gives you good ideas on like story posts and, basically telling people about who you are and what you're about, you know? I use mine whenever I get a writer's block or, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go get some ideas from this book, and it's helped a lot to keep my business going consistently. And then I read other books. I have the 10X rule that we talked about last week, and my mom still has it in the same spot in the house. So I thought I'd add that in there on books. But yeah, I'm about to repo it and take it back so I can read it because I ordered it and I still haven't read it. But I do watch a lot of stuff on Grant Cardone, and that was what my mom was saying, why she hasn't read the book. But Gary Vee, like I listen to a lot of podcasts. Mind Over Marketing is a good one. Those are some people that actually work in my business. They also do other stuff. Kind of like me, they do marketing and advertising on the side, and they do what else? I can't remember. They have something else going on, but yeah, Mind Over Marketing, The Art of Paid Trafficking. Those are good podcasts, like for marketing if you're into some. Well, like everybody has to know sales and marketing like throughout their life, you know. You know, arguing with your lady about where to go for dinner. Like you need to be a good salesperson if you want to get your place, you know, right? So,
that's funny. I'm arguing with the guy right now because I want tango lessons, right? He's like, where are we going to use tango at? I go, no, but it looks fun. Oh, good.
Yeah,
good. Better on
just
that.
Tell him, yeah. Oh, it looks so romantic. It'd be so hot if you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, all right, I'm in.
On the dance floor. Yeah, it looks so sticky on the tango floor. Anyway, hey, Stephen, Angel Coaches is
how you find me on Instagram and Facebook. How does people find you with your business?
It's Stephen Judd _ CEO. That's my Instagram, and Stephen Judd CEO is my my Facebook. So just look it up, shoot me a message, and I can help you with whatever questions you have, or you know, if you want to figure out how to work together, we can do that. So just reach out.
And if you want a woman's perspective, reach out to me at the Instagram at Angel Coaches. All right. Anyway, you guys have a great night, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Bye, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks. All right, bye.